This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to this WSOY stream. For more local information, including reports, tips, and help with the COVID-19 virus, visit nowdecatur.com. Now to your stream, brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
OCU will continue to see members by appointment as needed.
They have research.
The Illinois Department of Labor is warning about the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning at the workplace, especially during the fall and winter months. Some of the most common sources of CO exposure work are internal combustible engines such as vehicles, generators, and forklifts, says department spokesperson Mike Matulis.
Employers should really make sure that they have ventilation systems in areas where carbon monoxide could be a concern. Likewise, they might actually
be sure to listen to this station throughout the week, not just for RFD Illinois, but for also market updates, news information, weather, and
early signs of carbon monoxide poisoning include tightness in the chest, fatigue, headaches, drowsiness, and nausea. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to Nowdecatur.com.
He was, he's against Trump. He was a Trump supporter. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who helped then-President-elect Trump build his administration, tells ABC's This Week the situation with the Trump campaign legal fight.
What's happened here is, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
Now, the Trump administration continues to move forward as the legal challenges do as well from the Trump campaign, which is distancing itself from attorney Sidney Powell, who was at a Trump campaign event last week discussing what she said was an international conspiracy to switch electronic votes. Dominion Systems runs those machines, and its spokesman Michael Steele told Fox,
"This is a nonpartisan American company. It is not physically possible for our machines to switch votes from one candidate to the other."
Now, as far as Joe Biden, the president-elect keeps moving forward. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Fox News has confirmed the Biden team will name Antony Blinken as Secretary of State tomorrow. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain told ABC's This Week more picks are on the way.
Beating, in fact, the pace that was set by the Obama-Biden transition, beating the pace set by the Trump transition.
Blinken served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor in the Obama administration. Fox News has also learned Jake Sullivan, a close aide to Biden, is expected to be named as National Security Advisor, and Linda Thomas-Greenfield expected to be chosen as Ambassador to the United Nations. Dave?
Rachel, there's another vaccine getting closer to being ready. AstraZeneca, is developed by Oxford University in Britain, says its version can be up to 90% effective, slightly less than Pfizer and Moderna's. But unlike those two, it just needs refrigeration, not kept in a freezer. This is the number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. at 142,000 yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillLynch.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
Well, the Trump campaign has lost legal challenges along with Republicans in several states nearly 3 weeks now after the election, but they continue to get forward. Over the weekend, one bid was lost in Pennsylvania to stop that state from certifying election results for Joe Biden. It is a case that his campaign could appeal all the way to the Supreme Court, which is not busy this holiday week.
Justices won't hear oral arguments this Thanksgiving week, and it's unlikely opinions are coming so early in the new term. But several petitions are still in play, including a question of Medicaid work requirements and whether a university can sanction students for off-campus political speech. So far, the Supreme Court has largely avoided questions surrounding the November election, but attorneys for President Trump's campaign suggest the justices could intervene. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise to start the week. Dow futures up nearly 200 points. In the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers remained undefeated, beating Jacksonville 27-3. The New York Jets remain winless, losing to the L.A. Chargers 34-28. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs topped the Las Vegas Raiders 35-31, scoring the winning touchdown in the final minute. Now, the biggest loss of the day was not a game. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suffered a knee injury, reportedly a torn ACL.
Cincinnati Bengals rookie quarterback Joe Burrow had to be carted off the field on Sunday after suffering a knee injury during the third quarter of the team's game against the Washington football team. The Bengals were leading Washington 9-7 when Burrow exited the game. They eventually lost 20-9. After the game ended, Burrow tweeted a thank you to fans for the support he had received before indicating that he's done for the year, saying, quote, "Can't get rid of me that easy. See you next year." Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
Now, Joe Burrow was the first pick of the last NFL draft. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend as we head into the holiday week. We have a lot to get to here today, including a chat with the mayor of Decatur, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Bill Clevenger will be with us from the Decatur Park District, but we begin the program with, as we always do on Mondays, with Kevin Berhaney, part of Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. You'll hear a very special edition tonight. Kevin, good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, Brian. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. We're here in the later part of November. The weather has been just fantastic. Nothing to complain about here.
No, it was really nice. Get out. I did a little running. Did a little shopping for Christmas lights. Hey, you know, I found a new tool to hang my Christmas lights with. Have you ever heard of a pole that you can extend with a little device on the end to put your Christmas lights up in the tree?
No, I haven't. Where did you find that?
At Menards, but they have them at Lowe's as well.
Okay.
My son-in-law, John, told me about it. All the years, I've been hanging Christmas lights and throwing them up in trees. I never knew. And hang, you know, you get the step ladder and almost kill yourself on that. They got this pole, and you just hook the lights to it, and you hang them to the tree, and it's totally safe.
That's funny. How many hours did you spend hanging lights in trees this weekend?
Just preparing. I bought the lights. I bought the pole next weekend. You know, you don't play Christmas music before Thanksgiving. And in my house, you don't hang your lights until after Thanksgiving.
That's a hard and fast rule, even in an age of pandemic when we all need a little relief.
That's right. You know, some customs, you just don't break.
I hear you. All right. Tell me about this very special episode coming up tonight at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a funny story how it all came about. But Joe Buck, Fox, you know, he's the voice and the face of Fox Sports. He calls all the NFL games, the MLB games, the PGA tournaments. He's a three-time recipient of the National Sportscaster of the Year Award. He's actually, this year, he's going into the Hall of Fame in the National Football League, get the Pete Rozelle Award. And not only has he done many Super Bowls, but he's called every World Series each year since 1996, except for two of them. That's pretty amazing. The special edition means he gets 50 minutes of the 55 minutes of the show tonight.
And who did you go to afterwards? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you follow Joe Buck?
Well, my brother, because my brother Pat was responsible for me getting Joe Buck to do the interview. So we did 5 minutes on his relationship. Actually, it's his daughter's relationship. My niece Libby is best friends with Joe Buck's daughter Trudy, and they've gone all through high school together. And now they remain best friends in college. But you want to hear a story about how my brother got to know Joe Buck?
Sure. It sounds more like your niece, though, that should be getting all the credit here.
Well, it was, but it had to do with my brother Pat was on the development committee. You know, like at St. Teresa, they have the development committee to raise money for the school because they can't make it on just tuition.
Sure.
Well, they had the same thing at St. Joe's Academy down in St. Louis. He was on that committee where someone leading the committee says, does anybody know anybody famous that could be our MC for this big auction? And he says, well, I don't really know him, but my daughter hangs out with his daughter. I could ask Joe Buck and see what he would do. No, you could get Joe Buck. He goes, well, I don't know. I'll try. Well, you never get a kiss unless you ask for it. And he tried, and Joe said yes. Under two conditions. One, that he gets to be the auctioneer as well as the MC. And two, Pat is his handler, so he doesn't have a bunch of moms calling him up and telling him what to do. And that's what happened. He did it, raised about $500,000 for the school. It was unbelievable. They became friends, and here I am. I got him as a guest for an hour tonight.
All right, so talk to me a little bit about what you guys, the conversation you had for people who want to tune in tonight at 5 o'clock, or they can get the podcast anytime they want at Nowdecatur.com or the Nowdecatur app or the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcast. What all did you talk about?
Well, man, a whole gambit of things. I hope everybody finds it interesting, but, you know, me being a St. Louis guy as a kid, I just had to talk about the olden days of broadcasting the Cardinals. So his dad being Jack Buck, a lot of Jack Buck stories, Brian. I think you'll get a kick out of that because you listen to a lot of Jack Buck. I asked him about Harry Carey. I asked him about Mike Shannon, Mike Claiborne, John Rooney. He's got wonderful stories. stories about all those guys. And then, for some reason, Joe Buck is not liked in Kansas City, and he's not liked in Green Bay because they all think he was against their teams when they were in the Super Bowls or they're in the playoffs and things like that. And they also think he's arrogant. But I find him just the opposite. He is so likable, and he is so self-deprecating that I don't think people really understand this guy. But you'll get a really good taste of how friendly and likable he is tonight. Do you like him as a broadcaster?
Oh, yeah. He's a consummate pro. I mean, the guy grew up literally in the booth at KMOX with his dad, who is a broadcast legend. And if he grew up as a Cardinals fan, you know, anywhere in the Midwest, you know, you grew up with the sound of Jack Buck, his voice in the background. It's part of the soundtrack of your life. And I thought as his kid, you know, he probably had to overcome some of that, like maybe it was nepotism or whatever. But I think the guy's incredible. I really do. And I've always enjoyed him and listening to him. And outside of the broadcast booth, have always found him to be pretty funny. And I liked his book a lot that he wrote a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Lucky Bastard. It's a great book. Yeah, and you're right. He gets knocked a lot about being the son of Jack Buck, and he's like he was entitled. He wouldn't have got that job had he not been. Well, you know, do they say that about Peyton Manning or Eli Manning just because his dad, their dad was Archie Manning? I mean, in America, in the United States, that's the way it always used to work. The son, maybe even the daughter, follows in the footsteps of the dad's career. Joe Buck traveled all over the country as a kid with Jack Buck. While his dad did the ball games, he sat in another suite and pretended like he was announcing the games. And that's how he got his practice. And his dad would listen to him when they got home and give him some advice. I think it's a great story. Well, I'll tell you one story that we touched on tonight in his book was a story about his relationship with Tim McCarver. I was a huge Tim McCarver fan. You remember him?
I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, a great catcher for the Cardinals. Won the World Series in 1964 with Bob Gibson and Bill White. But Tim McCarver was the young Jack Buck announcer when he left baseball for CBS Sports. And they teamed him up with Joe's dad, Jack Buck. You would have thought that would have been a great combination. But at the time, Tim had a bit of an attitude and didn't like being teamed up with an older man like Jack Buck. You know, kind of the, I don't know, I guess he's in his late 50s, early 60s. And therefore, the chemistry between McCarver and Jack Buck wasn't great, but it wasn't Jack's fault, it was Tim's. And basically, critics would write about the bad chemistry, and Jack Buck got bounced from the CBS broadcast because of it. And as ironic as that is, Joe Buck, in his young years, now the Fox announcer, they team him up with the older broadcaster, Tim McCarver. And now Joe Buck remembers what happens to his dad, and he had to have a talk with Tim about it because he harbored some ill feelings about the way Tim treated his father. So he talks about that tonight.
That's very interesting. I can't wait to hear it. And, of course, as I said, if you can't get it live tonight at 5 o'clock, you can get the podcast anytime at nauticator.com. Who else is on Soy City Buzz this evening with you?
Well, that's about it. We do, you know, the funny thing is we normally do four segments, Mac on Sports, and then three other segments. When I had to record this on Monday with Joe because of his schedule. And I said, Joe, I'm hoping to do it. 120-minute segment with you and cut out a segment of our show, but I would love to do two 20-minute segments with you if I could and give you the whole show, but it's up to you. And he says, okay, well, let's do this. I said, well, let's do what? Do 20 minutes or 40 minutes? He goes, let's do two 20 minutes. Well, it actually went 20 and about 25. Actually, went 20 and 30, and I had 5 minutes left on the show to do. So I called my brother up, and he's the other guest.
I got it. All right. Well, we look forward to it tonight. Any plans? Clearly, the CDC and health officials are really worried about Thanksgiving and people traveling and gathering in large groups. I'm sure the Berhaney household will be keeping it safe this year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really smart not to travel this year. I mean, this vaccine, Brian, the way they're talking now, there's three companies coming out with vaccines as early as the 11th and 12th of December. And there's predictions there's going to be hundreds of millions of these vaccines. So everybody could be vaccinated, they're saying, by the end of spring. So why don't we just play it safe, lay low, and let's get through the winter and wait for this vaccine.
Yeah, for the first time, since this thing really hit home, you know, back in March, there's an end at sight. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't understand why people can't just sort of galvanize around that and go, look, it's been horrible. No one likes it. It's terrible. We're sick of it. But now we can see there's an end game. You have something to look forward to, a place to get to as a community, as a country, as a state, as a city. Why can't people galvanize behind that?
I don't know. And I think everybody knows somebody that's got it now or has had it. I can't tell you how many phone calls I've been getting since I went public about mine, about, hey, my wife's got it, my kid's got it, or I've got it. Tell me about what I'm going to experience, or what did you do, what did you take? And I mean, Brian, these are people I know, and I bet 20, 25 different people I've talked to about their experience or the experience they're having with COVID. So this thing's real. It's hit our town, it's hit our families, it's hit our friends. So, you know, try to stay out of the game of getting it. But if you do get it, then you got to really let your immune system do the work.
Kevin, we look forward to tonight and hearing from Joe Buck. Kudos on the interview. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. Kevin Berhaney and the folks at First Mid who host Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays this Monday at 5 o'clock. Nick Smith, I don't know what you did over the weekend. I hope you had a good weekend. It was deceptively quick. I know it's the same 48 hours every weekend, but there are some weekends where it just flies by, and there are some where it crawls through. This weekend flew by.
Yeah, for me, it was a pretty standard fare time-wise and until Sunday when I look up and it's like 8 o'clock in the evening. I'm like, uh-oh. It honestly felt like I had enough stuff to do 3 hours worth, but I didn't. It was over.
Right. It's just like, ooh, it's here. It's mm-hmm. time. Now, this snow thing, funny enough, I'm trying to open my weather app. Oh, there it is. It finally pulled up. You're talking about a mix of snow?
Yeah, we've got little or no accumulation, but the word snow was in my forecast. And I've got to tell you, this morning was the first scraping that was like serious scraping. All the other ones have been like, all right, we hit you with something. Today it was
a little
was
light
dense.
Dusting. Yeah,
this was dense scraping this morning.
I feel incredibly blessed with the weather that we're having so far.
I
mean, even looking ahead, 46, 57, 50, 52, 48, 50. It's all the way next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when our highs are in the upper 30s. Air quality is good. I'm feeling pretty happy about the weather so far this year.
Yeah, me too. I did have a moment this weekend where I looked up at the sky, probably in the middle of the afternoon, and it was winter color with winter brisk winds, and it was like, I mean, we're going to do okay for a little bit, but it's here. I mean,
yeah,
it's
there's no avoiding it. I mean, we live in the Midwest. I mean, right. We're going to have winter. That's just all there is to it. But, man, the longer we can put it off, I am all in favor of it. Speaking of which, Nick has your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 46, and tonight rain and snow with no accumulation expected. And for Tuesday, cloudy with a high near 50 and chances of rain throughout. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before noon. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:45. 23. This look at your weather brought to you by SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur.
You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important. Every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle. Improving lives for generations.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
November, the month of Thanksgiving, a time to reflect on our blessings. This year, the staff at Shop on Main is especially grateful and says thank you for supporting them. Thank you for checking Shop on Main first for unique selection of apparel. Thank you for loving their jewelry, gloves, wraps, and even the new fashion accessory, the mask. And thank you for purchasing gifts, holiday, and home decor. Open 10 to 5 weekdays, 10 to 4 on Saturday at 407 North Main Street. Shop on Main, modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here for Thanksgiving week, I heard the Limitless Decatur spot there during the break, and I saw on their Instagram account, the bikini tree in Fairview Park has been gussied up in Christmas style. Did you get a chance to see this?
Yeah, I saw that the other day. It's with the little Santa outfit. It's pretty awesome. I love it.
It's very Rockettes looking. As I was looking at the that photo, still such a great mystery to me. I was trying to explain the whole bikini tree thing to people who don't live here.
Okay.
And they for us, it's such a big part of our lexicon. I mean, you just say bikini tree, you automatically know what everyone's talking about, right?
Yep.
Pretty much. And I was on a call with people from our other markets, and they all did sort of the virtual head shake, like, bikini what? Like, I had to explain, it's a tree, it sort of looks like it has arms and legs, and somebody paints a bikini on it. And then I felt a little creepy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Like explaining it.
Yeah, it's a little weird when you sound it out. There's a little weirdness to it.
I mean, I never really thought of it as weird. Quirky, yes. Eccentric, maybe. But as I was sort of breaking it down for people who live in Lafayette, Indiana, or someplace that has no real connection to Decatur, Illinois, I felt a little like, okay, that does sound a little strange. It's a great tradition, and I still think it's all a mystery. We hear from people every time we talk about this, people who have been involved or people in the past. But I thought the Christmas edition was especially nice. And when do you think that happens? Because no one's ever taken a photo of somebody painting the tree.
Yeah, I don't know. We talked about it at length one day. I don't know enough about it at all.
Somebody going out there with lights in the middle of the night doing this, you know, or very early morning hours. I mean, I'm assuming it takes a little bit of time to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Probably 15, 20 minutes. But still, I mean, if you're trying to not get caught or something, I guess I don't even know if they'd get in trouble. I don't know what.
Well, it's not that they would get in trouble. It sort of just takes away from the great mystery that is. And yet, with all of the ability to take photos with your phone, you know, for so long, you would think at some point somebody would ramble up just accidentally while someone is painting the damn tree.
And it probably has happened. I bet there's some of those little disposable cameras click, click, clicks, then somebody has some printouts maybe.
I'm talking about it recently. This Christmas edition had to be done not all that long ago.
Yeah, and my guess is they documented doing it because the times are different now.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't ever see it, though. It's like this crazy unsigned pact, you know, that everybody has about keeping the mystery in and around this tree. You're right. Everyone shares everything on social media.
Maybe it's a Banksy. Maybe the bikini tree is Banksy, and we keep it all secret like we do with him, since nobody knows who Banksy is.
he's the
bikini tree guy.
Harder and harder to do that as we move through life. Crazy In-N-Out Burger store. I don't even understand what the attraction is. They're good. Okay. Do you love it enough to stand in line for 14 hours and have a brawl?
Not at all.
That's what happened in Colorado over the weekend. Plus, we get to the latest on the court cases. The right stuff was so good Friday night as they put Alan Shepard into space. And they did such a great job of capturing the tension and the anxiety and the wonder as the United States and the world watched on. I mean, they really did. And then there was the famous pee in your flight suit scene, which I hope is a true story. I don't actually know. It was in the book. It was in the first movie. It made it into the series. As if no one thought about a guy sitting, you know, out there, it delayed for hours and hours and hours, would have this problem. We'll get to the break. Back with more right after this.
Any step in your life can be your best, whether you're going to college, getting married, buying a home, or starting a business. The first step toward any new goal in life is First Mid Bank and Trust, because big plans start with smart money decisions. At First Mid, we're all about being here for you for everything that matters, all the way through a happy, well-funded retirement. Why leave the most important things to chance? Let us help you get there. Plan, save, protect with First Mid. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Another company announces the development of a promising coronavirus vaccine.
European drug maker AstraZeneca says its coronavirus vaccine appears to be up to 90% effective with no serious side effects. The shot, which the US has already pre-ordered, is a partnership with Oxford University. The Oxford vaccine joins others from Pfizer and Moderna in the US in reporting encouraging early results from large-scale trials.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Trump's legal team is distancing itself from an attorney claiming, without providing evidence, a vast conspiracy involving voting machines.
Here's a statement from the Trump team. Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity.
Fox's Doug Luzader. Sidney Powell has been making her claims on television and at a press conference with the Trump legal team. America's listening to Fox News.
With record low inventory, low interest rates, and climbing demand, this isn't a buyer's or a seller's market. This is everyone's market. Now's the time to start planning your next move. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Brinkhotter Realtors has the team and resources you need to get started. Call 217-875-0555 or visit Brinkhotter.com today. Our technology, expertise, and network is your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 46. And tonight, rain and snow possible. Chance of precipitation at 80%. We'll see a high of 50. For Tuesday, cloudy with a high near 50 and chances of rain throughout. And Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 32 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Where do you rank Armageddon in flight films as you play the song that made its re-debut in that movie with Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck? There were two things that showed up in that movie, a newly recorded Aerosmith song and Ben Affleck's teeth. You know, that's what made their arrival in that movie.
Yeah, I rank it as number one popcorn, non-simulated space movie. It's just a lot of fun for what it is. It's
a great movie.
Yeah, but it's not in the same category as, like, you know,
The Right Stuff.
Yeah, or Gravity or any of the big space ones that are meant to be more realistic.
All right. On May 5th, 1961, astronaut Alan Shepard became the first American to fly in space. He did not, however, become the first American to urinate in space, as he had already relieved himself in his space suit while waiting on the launch pad. They reenact this in Friday. The new episodes hit Friday on Nat Geo, which is part of the Disney Plus app. This is a series version, which really, you know, this wasn't an option back in the day. I mean, you had a TV series you could do for network TV, would have been anywhere from like 22 to 26 episodes, or you make a movie. The advent of streaming, to me, the brilliance of this is that you can look at older stuff and go, hey, let's do this the right way. The Stand is coming, by the way.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing where you take a really dense book and you can play it out over 10 or 12 episodes and really do it justice.
Yeah, there's a Lord of the Rings show coming in the pipeline at some point as well.
Yeah, because we haven't had nearly enough Lord of the Rings. Oh, my God. I kind of put that almost with Dune. You know, I like that one, The Two Towers. Was that like the second one?
Yeah.
The rest of them, it's just too much. But The Right Stuff is really good. And so Friday night's episode culminated with the first American to fly in space. But there was delay after delay, and he spent a total of 8 hours in that capsule. Can you imagine the claustrophobia? Not that you would have one as a pilot. I mean, you're probably, you know, that's not, I mean, the people they recruit and even back then probably didn't suffer from that. But that's a long time.
Yeah, and it's like, it's one thing just to be sitting in a chair for 8 hours and to be inverted. That's a whole other thing. But this is, you're on the precipice of the thing that you've always dreamed of. And, you know, we get mad when we have to wait, like, at the gate of a stadium 5 minutes before the thing starts.
Right.
And he's 8 hours of that? I don't think so, man.
So he's fastened into this Mercury capsule, and the NASA agency officials thought, well, you could hold it for 5 hours, right? But he ends up in there for 8 hours, and no one had planned for this. I mean, this is the weird thing, and also kind of showing you just how the space program in its infancy wasn't sort of thinking about everything. And the whole debate about whether to go ahead and pee or not pee.
Right. I'm honestly legitimately surprised they didn't just go the diaper route. Like, why not?
Yes. That's the first question that pops into everybody's head, but evidently not back then. It ended up short-circuiting his medical data sensors. the great scene is, and it was in The Right Stuff, the movie, as well as the book, was this serious conversation going, you know, on between the capsule and the folks at NASA there, you know, arguing back and forth about what to do.
Yeah, and you know what? That kind of puts in perfect perspective how smart these guys are about machines and numbers and math and trajectories and all that, and then just overlook the wonder and the randomness of human nature, you know, and hearing them discuss it as if it weren't a human thing for, you know, the pros and the cons and of doing it, and then finally just giving the nod, like, yeah, go ahead and pee.
And he's locked in, and there's basically the equivalent of like a Mountain Dew 2-liter bottle, like near the capsule entrance. that's how much thought they put into this. It's a great scene, but even better than that was just the anticipation that was captured on camera and you can see this if you watch any of the documentaries about the early space program. And when they would do these rocket launches, you know, people all along the coast of Florida would just pack parking lots and piers, sitting on the hood of their car with binoculars or what passed as cameras, you know, back at that point. And it was like theater for the entire country. And everybody was just like there with, bated breath, you know, watching this about to unfold, the first American in space. And I wonder now if it would just turn into some sort of rally or turn into some sort of protest where people punched each other, because that seems to be what we do about everything these days.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, they are seeing rockets go to and from space a lot more frequently now. But I think I would love to be outside when they're sending the parts up to make that power plant for the moon or when they're heading to Mars. I mean, those will be some really big things that are, you know, eventually coming.
But why don't we collectively come together for that stuff anymore? Is it just been there, done that? You know, I'm bored. I need the next new thing. That's old fashioned. What's the reason why we don't? I mean, we do televise it. I watched the stuff with Elon Musk and I'll watch again. I remember when Felix Baumgartner like jumped from space. Right. I watched that real time, but I don't feel like we collectively do that anymore.
I bet you if you did the math, there's probably more people watching it live now than there were then. They're just not outside at the fence, you know, because I'm watching it and you're watching it and several people are watching it and you could stream it and you can get live commentary play by play from NASA astronauts and all this stuff.
I just don't feel like we're all doing it as one. And maybe we are.
Yeah.
By the way, after the flight, NASA hired James McBaron to oversee the efforts of B.F. Goodrich. That was the company that designed the original Mercury spacesuits to incorporate a urinary collection device in the suit. And so John Glenn, in his orbital flight in 1962, had the ability to let it go, and he did. By the way, which was 27 ounces of fluid during his single space urination, which is, by the way, 7 ounces more than the capacity of the average human bladder. There's your science this morning.
Wow.
And who knew that it wrapped around B.F. Goodrich? I haven't even heard that name in a very, very long time.
Yeah, I knew they had something to do with the suits. I didn't know they were responsible for such an important thing. I got to say, in that show, the dynamic between Shepard and Glenn, the full-fledged angst and then, you know, the buddy moments and, you know, the give and take is really powerful. It's done really well.
Well, and I think because we had this sort of whitewash background of the astronauts and the Corvettes and the wives and this image that was projected to the country that was carefully calculated, right, that we're sending. But when you think about it, you're picking a handful of guys who have to be the most competitive of the most competitive of the most competitive, right, across all of the armed services. Of course, there's going to be competition and there's going to be elbows thrown, right? I mean, that's just that dynamic of that kind of group.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they just do a really good job of feeling that tension between them, the glares, and also making you go, all right, here's the good guy. Here's who we should be rooting for. Here's the bad guy. And then kind of flipping them around at different times to where you go, man, he's maybe not as good.
You know? Oh, yeah. There's moments where you think, John Glenn, what are you doing? And there's moments where you think, Alan Shepard, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have been sort of the focus, and I don't know if that's just because of the order in which it happened as far as the Americans, you know, going to space, which was one and two. Everyone thought John Glenn would have been the favorite, and he certainly went on to become a politician and went back on the shuttle, did he not? Like in his 80s or something like that?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. It's on Nat Geo. If you're not watching it, you should. It's pretty good TV.
And Disney Plus.
What Nat Geo inside the Disney Plus app. Is there a Nat Geo that you can do on your own?
I think so. I think you can get a hold of it, especially if you subscribe, like, say, to DirecTV or Comcast, and then you can pull out their app separately. But I got to say this. I'm very glad that was the episode that happened Friday because I watched it on time. And this morning I was thinking, all right, I know I watched Mandalorian. Am I an episode behind on the right stuff or not? But no, I'm caught up, so no spoilers other than John Glenn going up second because he's not scheduled to go second on the show.
We did actually live this once.
This is real stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be playing with facts like that. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We get back. The mayor will be with us, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, on this Monday morning. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important. Every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle. Improving lives for generations.
I wear a mask for my community and my patients. This is Tanya Andrix of Crossing Healthcare. The mental and physical health of this community is my number one concern. And I get it. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic. But frustration and worry and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing, and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save our businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it? Please do your part and wear a mask.
Memorial Health Systems and Decatur Memorial Hospital have created a COVID-19 dashboard to increase public awareness about hospitalizations in our community.
When Decatur Memorial's got somewhere between 25 and 35% of our inpatients are COVID positive, that's putting tremendous strain on the system. The science on this is very clear. Wearing a mask, social distancing works.
Find the dashboard at choosememorial.org/COVID-19 and listen to the podcast with DMH CEO Drew Early at nowdecatur.com.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday as we head into the holiday week, and the CDC and health experts are asking you, please, please, as tough as it is, do not gather in large amounts over the holiday. And let's just get through this winter and get to the spring, where a vaccine is more than likely going to be something that will get us back as close as we can be to our regular lives. There are thousands of U.S. hospitals who are critically short on staff, more expect to be soon. Looking at the Thanksgiving plans in 1918 during that deadly pandemic, there are just questions all around. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us on this Monday morning. Terribly sorry to hear about your mom, Mayor. How is she doing?
You know, she, so far, her symptoms are mild. She was diagnosed as positive on Friday. So she is in a long-term care facility, and you just kind of feel like you have to hope for the best. But, you know, you can't be with your loved ones if they're in a long-term care facility because, you know, basically for their own safety. But, boy, it's tough. She turns 96 today, and not the kind of birthday we were hoping for. So I'm hopefully going to be able to Skype with her today, but I don't know, because when we've done that before, it's been like in an office. So I don't know that she's going to be allowed off the COVID unit.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family and her. The nursing homes continue to get hit across the state of Illinois, but it was interesting as I was looking at the numbers. For those who think this is only for people in a nursing home or that age group, that accounts for about half the deaths in the state of Illinois. That means half of the other half are people like you and me and all age groups that have succumbed to this, and yet there are still so many people not taking it seriously.
And Brian, you and I both have a lot of friends in their 70s. That is not end of life. You know, that's not nursing home age. But you're right. We've lost, this community has lost people in their 50s. And Bob and Tina Rubin and Tim Cater were part of the governor's news conference on Friday, talking about, you know, the loss of Danny Cater. She grew up in Mount Zion, and you know, she was 30 years old and healthy. So this, and I don't think they have any understanding yet as to why it impacts people so differently. I mean, I'm not an athlete. I'm the first one to tell you I don't eat the most healthy diet that I should. I don't exercise the way I should, and yet I had mild symptoms, as opposed to somebody who's healthy and, you know, exercises and then is just slammed by this. So it's still, we still have so much to learn about this.
Friday was announced we lost one female in her 50s, two males and one female in their 80s. Saturday, although there were 80 new cases, thankfully no deaths. And then Sunday, last night, it comes out, and three more Macon County residents passing away. And there were 112 newly confirmed cases. What is your sense, or do you have a sense of where we are as a community. These numbers are certainly not going down. I don't know how long it is taking to get test results back, but do we even know where we are?
You know, Brian, that's a really good question, and quite honestly, I'm more concerned about the days to come because college kids are now home. Many of them are home through the end of the year into January, and we're going to have people gathering, whether we tell them not to, we tell, you know, it's almost unrealistic. You know, I was listening to the national news this morning. They're saying, yeah, you need to take your own utensils and take your own food to Thanksgiving. That's not what people do. I mean, it's probably not advice, but it's not very realistic. We just have to hope that people are as cautious as they can possibly be, because I think we're in for a really rough patch here. And, you know, it's kind of like our numbers have stabilized a little bit, it seems like, because they're right around 100 every day, where Springfield and Bloomington Normal have been reporting twice as many, sometimes three times as many as us. But I don't think that by any stretch of the imagination means we're out of the woods. I just don't.
55 Macon County residents are hospitalized as we speak. Our death toll has reached 110, and yet there are still people out there that deny this is even a thing. And even if you get 80% participation, Mayor, this is one of those things where the other 20% can inflict so much damage. Unless we get full compliance or almost full compliance until there's a vaccine, I don't know what we do. I really don't.
You know, I don't either. And one person unknowingly can be spreading it to a number of people. And that's, you know, there's still debate going on about masks, that it's about not spreading it to other people. So, you know, I just hope people are as cautious as they can possibly be. And it's asking a lot, Brian. I get it. Nobody wants this. Nobody has wanted any of this. Nobody has wanted this to go on as long as it had. There is hope coming. You know, the vaccine is not that far off. Hopefully we will be able to get distributed to our first responders and our healthcare workers so that they are, you know, at the front of the line to make this happen. But this is starting to impact our major businesses as well as, you know, our small businesses are hurting anyway. And you take an employee out of a critical business, it hurts a lot if you're a small business. Well, big businesses are starting to feel the pain of a large number of their workforce being impacted. And maybe they're not hospitalized or incredibly sick, but they are taken out of the workforce because they've got a quarantine. Well, that has a huge impact when you start, you know, seeing big numbers of people out of a company, any company.
Well, we see that across the United States with hospitals, right? Right now, there are more than 1,000 U.S. hospitals critically short on staff, and they're expecting more of that to come. We saw what happened with the fire department there in Springfield. These first responders are not immune to this. You know, when they get sick or they're exposed and they're quarantined, I know both hospitals here are worried about this, and as they are across the nation, we can't overrun the system.
Well, and we don't have a backup team to come in. If you lose a third of your firefighters, you're in trouble. If you lose a third of your police force, you're in big trouble because these are the people we need to come take care of us. So we can't afford for them to get sick. We don't have backup people that can come in and do their jobs. Same with healthcare workers. You know, we all have high expectations when we go to our hospitals that, you know, that there's a bed for you and there is care and there is someone to take care of you. Healthcare workers are getting sick too. The more people that get this virus in a bad way and end up in the hospital, you know, the fewer people there are to care for you because, you know, it's a finite number. We can't just call in new recruits. Everybody needs more nurses. There was a nursing shortage before this started. You know, nursing is a great career because, you know, everybody wants you, and there just simply aren't enough trained nurses in the state of Illinois, for one, but in the country. So nurses, you know, are in high demand, and you start getting nurses who are sick or, you know, or they go someplace else, and it's a real problem.
best advice on what to do this holiday weekend? As you said, there are college kids coming home. Now, the University of Illinois has been testing, testing, but that's a completely different story across the board. Not all universities are doing that. So you've already got the X factor of kids coming home. Now people who still want to get together. And although I've heard anecdotally, Mayor, more people that I thought might be doing this kind of thing saying, no, we're going to wait. But what do you expect to happen over the next few days?
Well, it's time for Mean Mom to come out. And Mean Mom needs to say to those college-age kids, no, you're not having all your friends over. Skype with them, do whatever, but you can't have a bunch of friends over. People are going to have to wear masks when they think they are safe and shouldn't have to wear a mask. Whether that's, if you are celebrating with people outside your own bubble, make sure you're wearing a mask as much as possible. Don't hang out in the kitchen, which is what you do. You hang out in the kitchen while Thanksgiving is getting, the finishing touches are being put on it. If you have to sit down for a meal together and you just can't give that up, eat and go. Get out. Go home. It's a good idea to keep a window open. It's going to be kind of icky, but, let's get some ventilation going. Do anything you possibly can. If you've got to have that dinner together, try to do it as safely as you possibly can, because you don't want Thanksgiving to be the last memory you have with your loved ones. You want it to be, something that it doesn't have to be this Thursday. How about a spring Thanksgiving right after the vaccine? We could do something weird. I don't know.
Mayor, our best to your mother, and happy birthday to her. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Actually, we will not be talking to the mayor tomorrow morning. We have our auction tomorrow. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 46, and tonight's got a low of 37, some rain, and maybe even snow. Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 50 and chance of rain throughout. And for Wednesday, showers likely, mainly up until noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 32 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:54. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road, or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. And as we head into the holiday week, we've got a lot to cover here today. Bill Clevenger will be joining us next hour, along with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, Natalie Beck. Kyle May will be in a day early because of our aforementioned auction tomorrow, plus Tanya Andrix will join us. They're moving to their drive-through site next week for the testing right next to Crossing. We'll cover all of that in some great detail a little bit later in the program. Here's a funny story for you, Nick. I'm so happy to be old now and not young in this age of technology. Lindsay gets an email from District 61 about sites that our guy visits, like on his iPad that is DPS issued. And, I mean, it's crazy, right? Kids can't get away with anything. And she saw on the list, Mexican Coke search engine and freaked out. She had a Narcos moment and clicked on the site. It was Mexican Coca-Cola, that he, you know, they serve it at that restaurant here in town. He wanted to know what was in it.
Yeah.
All she saw was Mexican Coke.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's not what I was looking for, man.
Can't get away with anything today. You are just constantly being monitored by Big Brother or, at the very least, Mom. All right. We get back on the other side of the break. We'll visit with Bill Clevenger from the Decatur Park District, find out how there's, you know, we've had an extended outdoor season, right? It's going to be 50 on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, they've been moving outside.
You can open the windows. Yeah? All right. We've got to take a break. When we get back here, Bill Clevenger, Mark Tupper, Natalie Beck, we got a lot to get to on this Monday. Just the beginning, first hour done, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. News and stories are coming your way next.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. A state agency is launching a one-year study on gambling addiction in Illinois and treatments that are available. Results from the report will be used by the Illinois Department of Human Services to help direct future strategies to prevent problem gambling and increase access to treatment and services. Money for the roughly $500,000 effort is coming from revenue from the state's gambling tax and money set aside from the 2021 fiscal year budget. Among other things, researchers will look at populations that are vulnerable.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.